It is a Friday. Let's quickly find out what stories are making noise from the nets. All right, so first up on Noise from the Net here on Rise FM Lunch, Summer 30, that's with a hashtag, right, on social media. So some of South Africa's biggest stars gathered at the Galanoa Convention Center in Midrand. This happened on Thursday, Maobane, for the unveiling of this year's Summer Awards nominees. And you must be super excited to see your faves on the list, right? So Tyla has been nominated for Album of the Year, Newcomer of the Year, Best Pop Album, and Best Collaboration with the Water Remix featuring the one and only Travis Scott. Tyla will also go against Idols SA Illumina Paxson and Matthew Mole in the Best Pop Album category. Comes in a small and cultural practitioner singer Mbuso Khoza trail Tyla as this year's top nominated artist at the Summer's 30, 2024. Kabza is in the running for Album of the Year. Super excited for him. Best Amapiano Album and Duo Group of the Year. He will definitely go head to head with Mello and Sleazy. Tough one, that one. Yeah? Them two are also going ahead with him, Dali Wonga and Calvin Momo, for the coveted Best Amapiano Album. In South Africa, you'll also be happy to know that Zugo SA, Lwandlunkulu, Inkabi Zezwe, Black Diamond, and Nomfundo Mo are also nodded for these awards. On to the next one. I remember not so long ago we were talking about paying attention to weather forecasts, especially in South Africa, and following the incident in KZN over snowfall. Right, snow is also making noise from the net, and it looks like another cold front will be passing through South Africa, bringing with it snowfall and icy temperatures. Like I mentioned, KZN was hectic last weekend, and it looks like this time around this is heading to the Western Cape on Saturday afternoon. We're not going to rule out Mpumalanga as a province, so you need to pay attention to weather forecasts throughout this weekend just to be on the safe side, yeah? Also making noise from the night on Rise FM Lunch is Batavile Dlamini. So musician Midnight Uzo has accepted her ancestral calling. Shout out Uzo. Uzo is the daughter of former ANC Women's League President Batavile Dlamini and is now called Umkulu, right? This is because she inherited her Mkulu's ancestral calling. She said it's not yet clear if she'll need to have an indumba and heal people. Not really sure as yet, but she'll continue with her life and allow her ancestors to guide her through this journey. She's only 28 years old, a musician, and saying Khori, she has known about her calling for a while and has finally decided to accept it. Sititina thokoza mkhulu. Also, why does it take a while for people to accept their calling, eh? Conversation for another day, okay. Also making noise from the night on Rise FM Lunch is Miss World South Africa 2024. So the countdown to Miss World South Africa 2024 has officially begun. In less than 2 weeks, we Mzansi citizens will meet the new queen. It's going to take place at Sun City in October the 5th. Right, October 5th, this year's Miss World South Africa finale will see a phenomenal 10 women vying for the crown. The winner will have to impress some 8 judges, which I feel is a little bit extreme. A whole 8 judges, why? Why? That is the 72nd Miss World in February 2025. So, this year's judges are actually representing a lot of countries, right? We have USA represented, we have Czech Republic represented, Mozambique, South Africa, and a whole lot more. Definitely one to look out for. That is Miss South Africa, Miss World South Africa 2024, not to be missed. And I heard Proverb is hosting this one, yeah? He's a great host. And finally, closing it off on Rise FM Lunch, your noise from the net. Happiness is also making noise from the net. I hope this is your state of mind today on a Friday. So if you're a fan of films, happiness is a four-letter word, and happiness ever after, then you will be glad to hear that a new movie is coming to South Africa. This is courtesy of Netflix, who recently dropped the highly anticipated trailer for Happiness Is. I don't know if you were able to catch in on the trailer, but in case you missed it,
At nearly 40, my life is amazing. Fulfilling career. Check. Active social life. Check. A wonderful daughter and a supportive co-parent. Double check. Someone to share this amazing life with. Status pending. Milestone birthdays are a funny thing.
I need some time away.
Surely we can talk about this.
I can't face a big party right now.
Surprise!
Tumi, I came here to be alone.
There are strangers doing it in my bed.
What we have here is a situationship.
This weekend? Content fest.
She seems young.
So judgmental.
Oh my goodness, I cannot wait for this one. I'm a super huge fan. New cast members for this include the likes of Gail Mabalane, whose voice you can hear in the trailer, right? Alongside Rosemary Zimu, Stephen Gessi, super excited about him too. Also Anton David Jaffa and a whole lot more. That's the one to look forward to. The happiness is, so hopefully you're able to catch this one on Netflix. It's going to premiere on Friday, October the 18th, 2024. Don't miss it. But still on this, on movies and film in South Africa, we would like to find out on the show, Rise FM Lunch, what has been or is your favorite South African movie or film of all time? You're sharing with us on social media at Rise FM 943, or simply go ahead and record that voice note, send it through to 072-885-7702.
We've risen from the fire, refined and ready to conquer. Rise FM, the voice of a resilient community.
Mpumalanga. Azishe.